Well, I just told Curtis, you know, it won't take long to get an idea how the second half's going to go. 37-27, Cardinals with the ball at Park Hills. The Grizzlies led by 5 at halftime, and the Cardinals came out with a push. Let's see if we can get a little push going here on defense. Out front, Marcus Watson for the Cardinals. Grizzlies are in the zone. Bounce pass right point. Open shot for a three. No good. And another offensive rebound on a long one that came out. Watson has it. Free throw line on the right point. Tucker catches, shoots a three. No good. Another offensive rebound. Tucker will drive the lane. Goes in. The floater won't go. Rebounded by Lionel Kamwimba. And a foul will be called on the play against the Cardinals. Durante Tucker, I think, Marion Dickerson going over the back, and that'll be his third foul. So he may have to come out pretty soon now. Coach says, just stay calm. 37-27. TGF, top of the circle. Kyle Germany out front on the right side. Man-to-man by the Cardinals. In the left corner, Urgy has it. On the right wing, Germany to the baseline. All the way in, a right-hand reverse, no good. Rebound, there's TGF, goes up, and can't get it. And the rebound tipped over. Kyle with a floater. That won't go. And the rebound down to Marion Dickerson for the Cardinals. Missed three shots inside of 5 feet. Josh Mio on the left sideline. High screen. Moving screen. Now they'll feed it into Dickerson. Tried to dunk it. And now the ball comes off. Rebounded inside by Malator. Left point. Mio for three. No good. Rebound to the Grizzlies and Lionel Kamwimba. Good grief.
Chaotic start to this half.
We need a bucket and we need one bad. Foul Germany out front. Gets the ball over now on the left side. TGF has it. Tip ball, and Kyle had to go back court to get it. TGF nearly turned it over. Triple team on the ball. They steal it away from Lionel. And now back they come all the way down to the floor. Ball slapped away by Kyle, but a reach-in foul. They're going to give two shots to Marion Dickerson here. Now, he was at Mineral Area last year and was a good player off the bench for them. And he's in the starting lineup this season. 37-27. We can't start this second. We played almost 2 minutes and haven't scored. Free throw here is good. It's an 11-point game. We can't let them score the first 6 or 8 points of this half because the game's going to be essentially over at that point. Because we don't have the three-point shooting to make up that kind of difference against a good defensive team. Second free throw, no good. Over the back rebound, offensive rebound for Watson. Cardinals keep it. Right corner, back outside. Baseline, Dickerson drives in, cut off, laid up, no good. Foul, he'll shoot two more. Carlos Paul will pick up foul number two. Dickerson will shoot two here. He just made one out of two. 38-27. Free throw is good. Right now, the Grizzlies are just so limited, especially without Javian Downey, Lucas Prola, two of your better outside shooters. Not playing. Next free throw, no good. Rebound to to Lionel Kamwimba. 39-27. We have to work so hard just to get a look at the basket. And there's the ball nearly thrown away, picked up by Carlos Paul in the corner. Shoots the three from the corner, and it's no good. Rebound to the weak side. Pulled down by Durante Tucker. Cardinals come back. Down the key, pull-up floater from 10, air ball, tipped long, picked up by the Cardinals. Mio has it, gets a screen, gets in the lane, shoots it, good, foul in the play, basket counts. Mio now with 10, and it's 41-27. Well, we're down 14. You can't call. You only have a limited number of timeouts to call. But this sure feels like a good time for one. Second foul on Kyle Germany. So it's a bucket and one. Mio misses. Rebound, Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. 41-27. TGF in the left corner, out to Carlos Paul. Gives it across, Kyle Germany. Right corner, Urgy. High screen, Kyle down the key, all the way, right hand. Layup is good. Ran some offense and got a layup.
Crazy what happened.
10 points for Kyle, 41-29. We made them play defense. Out front, Mio. To the point. Now, Marion Dickerson, left side, gets a screen, pulls up, 14, it's up and good. He has the weirdest shot. He just flips the ball up there.
I thought he was trying to do a floater there.
That's the way he shoots everything from inside the lane in. Kyle Germany with it, 43-29, 16-15 to play in the second half. Screen to the left. Kyle over to the left point. Urgy has it. Dribbles in the paint. Lost it. Now back outside. Kyle with a three. That's blocked. And picked up by the Cardinals. And here they come. Watson on the right side. Mio fakes the shot. And someone lost their shoe. On the right side. Here's a three. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. And lost out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Mineral Area. Or it'll be a foul call. That'll be on Lionel Kimwemba. He's the guy that lost his shoe.
That's his third.
Kendon Peebles in, Riley Whitaker in, Lionel Kimwemba out, Urgy Hanami out, Carlos Paul out, Kamari Vincent comes in the ball game. Just trying to find something that works. Preston Turner in the ball game now for Mineral Area. 43-29 Cardinals. Baseline and a blocking foul on Riley Whitaker. .15-41 to play in the ball game. 43-29. Grizzlies trail by 10 at the half. Have been outscored 6-2 in this one. Here's a drive. Mio high off the board. No good. They get another offensive rebound and a travel, though. They'll give it right back. So Germany will throw the ball into the backcourt. That last foul was the first on Riley Whitaker. Grizzlies call timeout, 15:34 to go, second half. Grizzlies trail by 14 against Mineral Area, 43-29. Back in a minute on KDY. Watt. 43-29, Mineral Area Cardinals, 19-0 and undefeated in both region play and overall, and number two in the country. They have a 14-point lead. Come back to play. Trayon Grant Foster will bring the ball up. Josh Mio will meet him in the front court against the Cardinals man-to-man. Right point, Kendon Peebles has it. Left side, Germany behind the back dribble. Down the sideline, splits the defense, hangs and shoots, no good. That was a forced shot and a bad shot pulled down by the Cardinals. Bounce pass ahead. Mio will go up. Got tied up. And he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Notice how much harder the Grizzlies have to work to get a shot than the Cardinals do. And if they miss one, they'll get the offensive rebound. Josh Mio at the line. First try, no good. Mio has 10 points. Malator will come back in the ball game for Charles Outlaw for the Cardinals. Next try, no good. And the rebound high in the air for it. Trayon Grant Foster. Boy, sometimes your jaw just kind of drops when you see how high he can elevate. Ball to the left corner. Kyle Germany out front. Kendon Peebles will hand it to Kyle. Right side, Kamari has it. Riley Whitaker down the lane. Bounce pass in. Ball kick. Five on the shot clock. Grizzly basketball. That will put 20 seconds on the shot clock after the kick. We played 5 minutes, 16 seconds, and scored 2 points in the second half. Inbound play, Kyle Germany. Love caught, tipped to the corner. Three by Kendon Peebles is no good. And the rebound to Preston Turner for the Cardinals. Malator in the left corner, picked up by Riley Whitaker. He'll kick it diagonal over to Dickerson for a three, and it's good. You can't stand, just let him stand there and shoot it. I know it's a broken record, but you can't. You let him do that, they'll make it. 46-29, this game is getting away with still 14 minutes to go, and a foul's going to be called. That foul is number 4 on Marion Dickerson. Well, we'll get him out of the lineup. Low block. TGF has it. Turns, faces, got fouled on the shot. He'll shoot 2.
Second foul on Tucker.
And so it'll be 2 shots for Trayon Grant Foster. He has 2 points tonight and misses that one. Kyle Germany out. Darren Combs comes in the lineup. Next one, no good. So he missed 2. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. Grizzly scores. Kyle Germany, he has 10 points. And TGF has 2, both free throws. Left corner, Tucker drives to the baseline, stops, kicks it out to the right point. Down the lane, Watson back to Tucker. But he can make that shot. 3 ball is around and out. No good. Rebounded by Kamari Vincent. No, don't throw it down the floor. Just get it to Darren, and here we go. Darren Combs has it out front. Picks up the dribble, bounce pass over. TGF has it, guarded by Turner. To the baseline. Pull-up shot from 12 feet. Good. Trayon Grant Foster's first field goal, 46-31. Right wing, here's a quick 3 at the other end. That's no good. Rebounded by TGF. Maybe that bucket will get him going a little bit. Here he comes. Down the floor. Lost the basketball and turned it over. Long pass up ahead. Caught by Watson. Kicked it far left side. Up fake. Dribble across. Shoots the 3 ball. No good. Ball picked up underneath by Tucker. He lost it. Stole it away. Vincent all the way in. Right hand. Scoop layup is good as he went across the lane and a player down. And that's Preston Turner for the Cardinals holding his left ankle. So you hate to see that. The Grizzlies forced the 8th turnover. And, boy, is he coming off the court. He's coming off with assistance. Looks like he maybe turned his left ankle. Gary Elrod will go up, down and check on him. So a pretty good chance we may have seen the last of Preston Turner tonight. 46-33. What a great shot that was by Kamari Vincent.
I don't know how it went in.
Whistle, offensive foul, and Darian Colt set up in the paint, drew the charge from, I think, Josh Mio. We'll see who gets the foul there with 12:37 to go. 46-33, Grizzlies down by 13. That is number 1 on Josh Mio for the Cardinals. Team foul 4 on them, Grizzlies have 6. Darian Colt. Kendon Peebles gets it outside. At the point, Riley Whitaker can't get a shot. On the right wing, Vincent. Now ball knocked away, picked back up, out to Darian Combs. Steps through, far side, to the point. Riley's got a three. Get in there. No good. Rebound, though. Kenan Peebles has it. He'll go up inside. Oh, he lost the basketball and it's turned over. Got it stripped away in the paint. Down the key, right-handed shot, off the glass, and good. That was way too easy. Tyler Smith just dribbled right down the side of the key. Just very little contact and laid it off the glass. 48-33. Kenan Peebles out front. Gets into the paint, reach in, and a foul will be called against the Cardinals. That'll be on Durante Tucker. That'll be his third foul. Carlos Paul coming in. We're not quite to the media timeout yet. Kenan Peebles will check out for the Grizzlies. Lob out front, Kamari Vincent. Darian Combs has it. He goes left, gets cut off. And now we get the ball to Riley Whitaker. Urji Hunami drives the baseline, lost the ball, turned it over, and the Cardinals come away with it. Turnover number 21 on the Grizzlies. Technical foul will be called on the Grizzly bench. Somebody said something. And it was one of the players, evidently. So a bench technical on the Grizzlies. Tyler Smith will shoot the free throws. He is 3 out of 4 tonight. Scoreboard doesn't show a number because that's a personal foul, too, to go along with the technical. But it's not up there yet. So 11:10 to go in the second half, 48-33. First attempt is no good. That was a brick. Tyler Smith misses the first, and he'll get one more. This one is no good, in and out. My gosh, they are 2 out of 9 here in the second half, and we're still down by 15 points.
Well, they are only a 64% free throw shooting team, so works out, I guess.
So they're 10 out of 20. So they're below that even. Tyler Smith out front for the Cardinals with Marion Dickerson. He'll hand the ball off now over on the right side to Smith. Gets a screen. Goes to the left elbow. Cut off at the point. Here's a shot for a three. It's no good. And we'll get an offensive foul call on Malator. Richard Malator will pick up his third foul for Mineral Area. And they'll take out 6'7 kid. Bring in 6'8 kid. Charles Outlaw will come in.
That's a cool last name, Outlaw.
Charles Outlaw. Darian Combs has it. Now Kamari Vincent. 48-33. On the left side, Vincent has it. Cross court to the right point. Whitaker bounced pass to the point. Darian Combs moves over, keeps the dribble to the corner. Riley's open for a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Carlos Paul up inside, no good. And a foul will be called. We missed a one-footer, but we're able to get the rebound, and a foul will be called on the Cardinals here. Charles Outlaw picks up his first foul. And it'll be two shots for Kamari Vincent, working on the glass. So Kamari has 2 points, and the first free throw, no good. These two teams have combined here in the second half to shoot two for 12 from the free throw line. Kamari Vinson shoots and good. Kamari's got 5. It's 48-34. Now on the right side, Urji Hunami tied on the basketball on Marcus Watson Jr. He'll penetrate all the way. Puts up a left-hand shot. No good, but he got fouled, got bumped, and he'll shoot 2. Carlos Paul picks up his 3rd foul for the Grizzlies. Media timeout, 9:59 to play, second half. Grizzlies trail the Cardinals 48-34, and we're back in a minute on KDY. Well, they say to eat an elephant, it takes one bite at a time, and the Grizzlies are down by 14. There's still 10 minutes to go in the game. If we could get this thing to turn just a little bit, we could get back in it, but you got to get within 10 first. Free throw here, way off, no good. Marcus Watson misses the first one. 2 out of 11 from the free throw line this half for the Mineral Area Cardinals. 2 out of 12. Next one, no good. Rebound, Kamari Vincent. Run some offense at the other end. Get that ball to the post. Get it through the rim. Grizzlies need a bucket. We can cut it to 12 with a bucket here. Lob over the top right wing. Baseline drive. Lean in shot. Urji no good, but he got fouled, and he got whacked pretty good. You could hear something hit the floor hard. Sound like an elbow. But a foul is called, and the foul is on Marcus Watson. Urji is okay. You know something I know, I've noticed it before, but in watching Urji get ready to shoot here, a lot of the kids that you see come from foreign countries. Now, Canada's not that far away, but Urji, Lionel came from the Congo. Kids from foreign countries, when you watch them move and do stuff, you can tell that they've played soccer, you know? And Urji, I asked him about that there. He says, oh, yeah. Free throw is good. And because those players' footwork is so much better than a lot of the kids that don't that or that didn't play soccer. 48-35, down by 13. Getting Peebles to check in. Good again. Well, down to 12. Still, 9:39 to go.
Cardinals are doing everything you could ask of them to let you stay in the game, so got to make them pay for it.
It kind of feels like they've let off the gas here a little bit. Marcus Watson out high. Hedge play to the left point. Josh Mio to the right corner. Tyler Smith with it. Dribbles over to the corner. Back outside it goes. Step back, now cross court on the wing. A 3 ball is up and good. That was really good defense and just good job shooting the basketball by Durante Tucker, who has 15 points. 51-36. Kamari Vinson hands it back to Riley Whitaker. Ball knocked away, nearly stolen. Picked up now by the Grizzlies. Darian Combs dribbles down, hands to Riley. And now Kendon Peebles out front. We are not advancing toward the basket. Looking toward here's a long 3 by Kamari, and he makes it from right at the hash mark in front of the Grizzly bench. Kamari Vinson, there was 4 on the shot clock, and he knocks that down, 51-39. Back to a 12-point game. Watson out in front, guarded by Whitaker. Grizzly straight man-to-man defense. Pull up by Mio from the right side. No good. Slapped out of bounds. That's going to be off to Mwemba, but he had Malathor coming over his back, slapping at the ball. Trayon Grant Foster and Kyle Germany come in. Darian Combs did a really good job, I think, in those minutes he just had. Riley Whitaker, too, for that matter. So, Curtis, if you're going to make your push, it's got to be now.
Yeah, this is the lineup you would think that would be able to make that push.
Inbound play, lob it out front to Mio to the left point. Dickerson back in the game. Left baseline, Watson. Circles in, circles out. 13 on the shot clock. Dickerson to the left point to Watson. High screen to the right side. Dickerson with a long three ball. No good, and a rebound to TGF. Long pass up ahead. Good catch, Lionel. And he threw it back to save the ball from going out of bounds and threw it away. 17-footer straight up for two. No good. Tipped up and in and good by Marion Dickerson. So that's why they want him on the deck. 53-39. He can do a lot of stuff. Kamari on the side. Kendon with a three. Air ball. Out of bounds. Turnover. Grizzlies. Well, we've matched our turnover count Saturday night. We're at 22. .729 to go, 53-39. Right side at the left point. Watson dribbles over. Lob pass in. Good job by Lionel Kimwemba to tip the pass away and steal it. And the Grizzlies throw the ball away at the other end. Up the left sideline. .704 to play. Grizzlies still sitting on 39 points. And I've noticed the scores in a lot of these region games have been in the 60s. Middle area held Moberly to 48 points. For 46 points. Turner back to the game. Here's a shot on the wing. No good for a three. Picked up by Kyle Germany. We're going to have to start pushing this thing. Up the floor, left corner. Come on, Riley. Three ball is no good. And a rebound foul be called on the Cardinals with 6:36 to go.
Please let it be on Dickerson and get his fifth.
And he did. The Marion Dickerson fouls out of the ball game. All his points came in the second half. He had 9. He's a good player. And so the Cardinals will substitute. I am shocked that Preston Turner is back in the ballgame.
I think Miss Elrod just taped him up, and he went back out.
He may as well, because if you sit down with a sprained ankle, it's just gonna
be worse.
It's just gonna
swell
up.
I've dealt with many of those in my time.
So he may not be able to walk tomorrow, but he's out there right now.
Well, he doesn't have a game tomorrow.
53-39. Lionel Kimwemba at the line. First try is no good. And the rebound to the Cardinals. High screen, left point, right point pass, Josh Mio. Down the key, in the key. Pull up, 12-footer, barely drew iron. Long rebound to the far side. Great hustle play by the Cardinals to keep it alive as they bounce it off Kyle Dermody on the sideline, and they will keep it. That's a 50-50 ball. It could have gone either way. General area wanted it more. 53-39, 14-point game, 6:08 to go. To the corner, Mio, deep three in the corner. That's an air ball and picked up by Urji Hunami. TGF up the right sideline. On the right wing, Urji penetrates all the way in, dishes across, and Lionel goes up, got fouled, he'll shoot two. So Lionel Kimwemba drew that foul, which is number 4 on Malathor. Well, I won't say Skeletor. Skeletor. Here's the free throw, the first of two for Lionel Kamwimba. No good. The free throw shooting in this game has been a Greek tragedy. It has been bad here, especially second half, in the second half. First half wasn't bad. Second half just been a disaster for both teams. Next free throw, good. Lionel makes one. He has 3 points, 53-40. In the front court, Cardinals have it. They're in no hurry. 5:40 to play, up by 13. Left side, Turner. He cuts through. Now at the left point. 10 on the shot clock. Marcus Watson. Left point. Down the key. Lost it out of bounds. Durante Tucker just lost it as he went down the key. And for some reason, the automatic call is, the defense touched it. I don't know about that one. Inbound play, outlaw underneath, back out, free throw line, follow away, jump shot, no good. Another offensive rebound by the Cardinals. Nine on the shot clock. At the point, left corner, there's the three, no good. Tipped in the air, tipped in the air. Tipped in the air, picked up by the Cardinals. Smith has it, and they'll reset. Watson to the left corner. At the point, Turner shoots the three. That's an air ball. Picked up by Outlaw underneath. Wraparound shot or an up and under shot, no good, but a foul is called on the play against the Grizzlies. 4:45 to go, 53-40. That'll be number four on Carlos Paul. Charles Outlaw, all 6'9" of him. Free throw, no good. That's keeping with the theme of the half. Another missed free throw. One more for Outlaw. And no good again. They are 2 out of 14 in the second half. And they're ahead by 13 points. That's amazing. TGF down the lane. Goes up, steps through, walks with the ball, turnover. Number 24 on the Grizzlies. So the Cardinals come down. They have only scored 53 points. Now, if you'd said with 4 minutes to go, in the ball game, the Mineral Area would have 53 points. You'd say, man, we are right in it. We're not really. Down by 13.
Neither team has lit up the scoreboard this half.
Down the lane, right-hand reverse off the backboard. Scoop, no good. And a foul on the rebound will be called against the Cardinals. It'll be two shots for the Grizzlies with 4:14 to go. And that'll be number four on Durante Tucker for Mineral Area.
If my math is correct, between both teams, we have scored 29 points in this half. And
it's 37-27 at halftime, right?
Yeah. So now it's 53-40. So Grizzlies have scored 13, right?
We've been outscored 16-13.
Yeah. Not what I expected when I saw the stats for the Cardinals.
Carlos Paul free throw, no good. The Grizzlies are 4 out of 9 from the line in the second half. Malvator in, Outlaw out, 4:14 left, down by 13. Second try, good. We had a sub. Lionel Kamwimba in for Carlos Paul. Fifty-three to 41. 4:10 to go. You got to ratchet up the pressure a little bit here because they're going to they can be deliberate as they want. How about right now? Pull-up shot for a two is good from 13 feet. Knocked in by Marcus Watson. He has 4 points tonight. 55-41. TGF to the right side. Combs will dribble in, shoots the floater, no good. Slapped high in the air, and it's going to be controlled by the Cardinals. Up the right side, they'll set up in the front court with Marcus Watson, left corner. At the point, here's a straight on for Turner, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kamwimba. Darian Combs on the right sideline. He has the 6'6" Tucker on him. Or Turner, that is. Lob pass, bad pass. Just telegraphed it, and Watson cut in front in the corner and took it away. Turnover 25 in the left corner. Back out, now to the right point. Two, make that 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Right corner, Josh Mio curls in from the right side. Feeds it on a good cut to the basket. Back out left corner. Turner with a three. No good. Rebound came right back to him. He goes up, missed it. Rebound, Lionel Kamwimba. Kamari Vincent shoots a three from the left wing. That's way off. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Cardinals. Grizzly ball, 2:32 to go. Kendon Peebles comes back in the lineup for the Grizzlies. He'll give TGF a break. Trayon goes to the bench. He has 4 points tonight, averaging 13. Inbound to Whitaker in the corner. Vincent spins against the defense, hook pass to the corner. Riley Whitaker can't get a shot away. Kamari Vincent, they'll switch on defense. Baseline Peebles. Spins to the middle, lost the ball, now forces up the shot, and he got fouled. He'll shoot two. We just have an awful time getting an open shot against these guys.
I feel like we struggle doing that against quite a few teams.
Malator will foul out of the game with no points.
And I feel like we struggle with that, especially if Cal Germany and TGF are not on the court.
So Kendon Peebles will go to the line for the Grizzlies, and so far tonight, he's yet to get in the book. Kendon's averaging almost 8 points a game. Here's the first free throw for him, and it's no good, in and out. The Grizzlies are 5 out of 13 here in the second half from the free throw line. Next try is in and out. Five out of 14. Front court, Cardinals with it. The Cardinals are 2 out of 14 from the free throw line, second half. ...25% shooting, both teams combined in the second half from the line. Here's a quick three with the shot clock down to one. No good, rebound pulled down by Kamari Vincent. Up to the right corner, Riley Whitaker. Darian Combs, down the key. Lob outside, back out to Kamari Vincent. Shoots a long three at the left point, off the back iron, no good. Lionel had it stripped away, out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies, 1:18 to play. 55-41. Inbound play in the corner, Riley Whitaker. Pass inside, thrown away. Middle of the lane on the drive. Mio shoots no good as he took it to the rim. Fouled on the shot with 1:10 to go. Lionel Kamwimba will pick up number four. 55-41. Next game, homecoming Saturday night. State Fair will be here. First free throw, no good. This is amazing. Josh Mio, one more time. With 1:10 left, 14-point game. Free throw is good. Mineral Area beat Moberly by 15. They're going to beat us by about that, it looks like. 1 minute to play. Kamari Vincent to the right side. Riley lost the ball, tipped away, picked up. Cardinals with turnover 27. Now the Cardinals will just let the clock run down. Up by 15. 15 on the shot clock. Watson to the right wing. Long three by Smith is no good. Rebound, Darian Cohn. Long up the floor. Good catch by Kenan Peebles. He goes up, and he got fouled, and he banged his head on the floor as he got taken out on that layup try.
I think he may also hit his head on the bottom of the board. Of the backboard.
That's the second kid we've had go down really hard tonight. Kendon's moving around, though. So Kerry Elrod will come out and check on him. If he did bang his head, we've already got one kid out on concussion protocol. But he's up, moving around. Seems to be, well, I won't say okay, but he's up moving around. And he'll go to the line to shoot with 20 seconds to go. So Kendon Peebles 0 for 2 from the line, but that just makes him a part of the game tonight. Here's number one, no good. One more free throw. Then the Cardinals will have the ball, and the clock will run out, and this game will be over, and the Cardinals will be 20-0. No good again. Cardinals have it. They just need to get it over the timeline. And the Grizzlies are going to be held to 41 points tonight. Final score in the game is going to be 56-41. Mineral Area with the win. We'll come back and talk here on our post game and pick our Don's Auto Service player of the game coming up in just a moment. And Jared Fay joins us. Final score, 56-41 Mineral Area. Back with Coach Fay in a minute on KD1.
Thought we were back.
Jared Fay joins us here. We weren't that bad. We were 8 out of 18 from the free throw line, which is not good, but 11 out of 27 for the game, 3 out of 16 second half for Mineral Area. That being said, they win the game by 15 points. Now, I know, here's Jared Fay with us. I know Mineral Area plays really good defense. They do. They play exceptional defense. But 27 turnovers tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like we go on our turnover run where we turn it over once and then we turn it over, you know, two, three more times right after that in consecutive possessions. You know, the tough thing is, honestly, Kyle Jeremy's playing pretty good. He's just he needs another ball handler out there, and so some of them are on him. But, you know, he's scoring. He's hitting some big shots for us. We need to get Javian back out there. We need to get Cage Pitts back out there. And just got to keep battling.
What was different about, well, you weren't at the Park Hills when we played the first time, and we were up by 5 at halftime, but you saw the game. So what was different about that game and this game?
I think, one, I mean, Mineral Area played better tonight. I mean, that's just who they are. They don't let you score points, you know, and we hit some shots up there. I think our energy was maybe a little bit better. Things didn't go our way tonight, and we got in foul trouble, too, and we were kind of short on our bench. The last thing we can do is have guys get fouls. And Mineral, you know, I don't want to say they overlooked this last time, but they know that they were in for more of a fight, and they probably came out with more energy tonight. You know, they're ranked second in the country and undefeated for a reason. They're playing really good. They play really hard.
And the one constant that these really good teams that we've played this year, talking about Moberly Mineral Area, NEO, and there's any number of other teams. You could mention Indian Hills. But all those teams have something in common. It is hard to score against those teams. And you can't get frustrated. You just have to be patient, try to figure out what is going to work. Because if you get frustrated, then
yeah, exactly. They kind of feed off that. You know, and I think it was really, you know, we were right there in the game. It was a great back-and-forth game in the first half. And then we had that stretch where we had three straight turnovers. And for Mineral Area and Moberly, these types of teams, the turnover is probably 2 points or 3 points at the other end. And that put them up 10 at half, kind of gave them that comfortable lead. They're a tough team to come back from when they're up on you. You know, all in all, I actually think our defense was pretty good, other than we gave up too many offensive rebounds.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and then besides that, it was most of our points came off turnovers. When we got back and rebounded the ball and guarded them, we guarded just fine. But, you know, we just gave them too many free points tonight.
Boy, the offensive glass, it was a slaughter on the offensive glass for them. Is it? I know they're a good rebounding team and all that, but is that just a want-to? Is that an effort thing?
It is a little bit, but I also think it was we weren't guarding the bounce very good, so we're getting beat off the dribble, and then we're rotating, and they do a great job of crashing. So there's sometimes where they got two guys crashing on the weak side, and we only have one guy over there. Excuse me. Definitely some missed blockouts tonight, but you got to give them credit, too. They crash four guys, and they crash hard. They do it every time.
Well, Saturday night it'll be State Fair here, and that'll be the homecoming game. Gage Pitts dressed out tonight. They'll know how close he is to actually playing. Of course, Lucas Pearl is still out. And how about JV and Downey? Is he getting any closer?
He's definitely getting closer. Not sure if we'll see him Saturday or not, but he's a lot better than he was, and hopefully we will see him Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Harlan.
All right. Final score in the game again is 56-41, and the Grizzlies go down. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game is Kyle Germany. He was really good in the first half, had 8 of his 10 then, including a couple of threes. The Grizzlies had no one else in double figures tonight. Carlos Paul had 8. Kamari Vincent had 8. 5 for Urji Hanami, 4 for Trayon Grant-Foster, 3 apiece for Lionel Kimwemba and Darian Combs, and that was it. Leading scorer for the winners tonight, Mineral Area, with 15, Durante Tucker, and they got 11 points from Josh Mio. Preston Turner had 9 points tonight, so we held him below his average. But we just really struggled to score tonight, as indicated by our final total of 41 points. So the Grizzlies go to 8-12, and now 0-4 against region teams. Mineral Area 20-0, 3-0 in the region, number 2 in the country. Next broadcast Saturday night here against the State Fair Roadrunners. So until then, thanks to Nate in the studio and for Drew on the video here along with Curtis. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. The final again is 56-41 as the Mineral Area Cardinals beat the Grizzlies for the second time this year. Harlan Hutchinson saying good night from Section 106 at the WPCC.
Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY brought to you in part by Bailey Chevrolet, by Holiday Express and Suites, by Ozarks Healthcare, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service. Grizzly basketball on KDY is a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company.